To make a living organism, you need genes. To make a human, for instance, you would need about 23,000. Well, now, scientists in Japan and the United States are reporting new information about the minimum number of genes that you need for life, and the number is remarkably small. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Bacteria are relatively simple, single-celled organisms, so it's probably not particularly surprising they don't need a lot of genes to get by. Some of the smallest bacterial genomes are in bacteria that have a symbiotic relationship with their hosts. That's because they can rely on their hosts to make some of the key ingredients they need to survive. Nancy Moran of the University of Arizona studies these symbiotic bacteria. A few years ago, she got interested in a bacterium called Carcinella.
We did some sequencing to kind of characterize what kind of bacterium it was and found that it was really truly bizarre. It had very extreme sequence features when you sequence the DNA.
So to learn more about the bacterial genome, she sent samples of Carcinella off to a genome sequencing center in Yokohama, Japan. The results she got back were astonishing. As she reports in tomorrow's issue of the journal Science, Carcinella is made up of only 160,000 DNA letters, and even more stunning, only 182 genes.
There have been a lot of studies. There's a lot of interest in sort of what are the minimal number of genes you need to make a cell and all the parts of a cell so that it will work, right? Because a cell has to do certain things. It has to replicate the DNA. It has to make proteins. It has to do all of these processes that every cell has to do. And it takes different genes for those different jobs.
Moran says prior to Carcinella, no one had seen an independent cellular organism with fewer than about 400 genes. Eugene Koonin at the National Center for Biotechnology Information says Carcinella blows that figure out of the water.
It pushes considerably further down than we ever imagined the minimum size of the genome of a cellular life form, and shows how little actually a cell needs to survive.
A decade ago, Koonin made the outrageous suggestion that a cell might get by on only 256 genes.
Today, I would say that estimate should be roughly halved.
Now, a symbiotic bacterium like Carcinella can afford to give up some genes because it can rely on the cells of its host to supply its needs. But giving up too many genes can prompt a kind of bacterial identity crisis.
It no longer can be independent at any level and becomes an integral part of the cell.
Patricia Johnson works on bacterial evolution at UCLA. She says most scientists believe that cells of higher organisms achieve their lofty status by enslaving bacteria that gave up a few too many genes. For example, our cells have something in them called mitochondria. Mitochondria are known as the power plants inside cells. Johnson says mitochondria were once bacteria that gave up too many genes.
Of course, these events occurred very, very long time ago. And what's, I think, really, really extremely exciting about this new research is that we may be seeing it happen in real time.
And there's nothing scientists like better than to see evolution play out in a way they can watch. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.